Well, starting today, asylum seekers who'd been sent back to Mexico by the Trump administration will be allowed into the United States as they wait for immigration courts to process their case. President Biden reversed Trump's migrant protection protocols, also known as the Remain in Mexico policy, which over the past 2 years kept more than 65,000 asylum seekers out of the U.S. and forced many into squalid camps on the Mexican side of the border. But as of today, U.S. officials will begin processing a few hundred cases at the San Ysidro port of entry at the border between Tijuana and San Diego. And that's where KPBS reporter Max Rivlin Nadler is now. Max, welcome. What's the scene like there today?
People have been lining up at the port of entry for a few days. I spoke with one woman who's been online here for 3 days. She came from Honduras. She's been living in Mexico now for 2 years, waiting for her chance to claim asylum in the United States. So right now there's around 200 people outside of the port of entry, and mostly they're just looking for information.
Wow. And tell me more about how this process will work. Who's eligible to come into the United States now?
Right now, it's only people who were sent back to Mexico under the Remain in Mexico program, which sent people back to Mexico to wait while their asylum claims were processed in the U.S. They came to the U.S. for court, but court stopped at the beginning of the pandemic. So people have been waiting for almost a year now for those court dates to begin. Only a few thousand people in Tijuana right now remaining were part of that program. A lot of the people that have come today were not part of that program, were never enrolled, and right now would not qualify to be processed for asylum under this new program.
I see. Well, as you say, people seeking asylum have been waiting for a very long time for this day to come. Tell me more about the conversations you're having with migrants there on the border, how they're feeling, and what they've gone through all this time while they've been waiting.
Yeah, so like you mentioned before, conditions in Tijuana have been really difficult for asylum seekers. I spoke with one individual, Gerson Colon. He also came from Honduras. He's been in Tijuana now for at least a year with his wife and two young children. And this is what he told me has been difficult about living in Mexico.
Fue muy difícil, dado que nosotros, al no tener documentos, mexicanos.
He says it's difficult because he doesn't have Mexican documents. And on top of that, the Mexican police have been giving people problems. So asylum seekers in Tijuana, like Orson, they live in a really kind of liminal space. They don't have legal status. They're not allowed to work. They have to work in the informal economy. And they're often victimized by both local police and local criminal groups. He was speaking to me from a shelter that he himself has only felt marginally safe at. And so people are really desperate to get their cases moving. And again, he's one of the lucky ones because he was sent back to Mexico under this program. He plans on signing up through a website that the government has put up to allow him to move his case forward and get a date that he will show up at the port of entry.
But Max, as people around the world hear stories like this and they see that the migrant camps are beginning to clear out around the border, what's the risk that more people will start to come in large numbers to the border seeking asylum or just trying to get in?
So the fact of the matter is that actually migration to the southern border of the United States never really slowed down. There were those large groups in 2018, but people have been coming from places like Cameroon, Haiti, Central America, as always, in large numbers. They just haven't been allowed in. They've been expelled under this thing called Title 42 that the Trump administration put in place. So the idea may be that, oh, if the door swings open, more people will come. Well, there's already quite a few people who have been coming even when the door was closed.
And briefly, where will people go and what will they do once they cross the border? You know, the Trump administration, those who wanted tighter controls on immigration, are worried that they'll just get lost in the interior of the country.
Yeah, so a lot of them are going to go to sponsors or family. They're going to be given alternatives to detention. So they'll be given ankle bracelets. They'll have court dates they'll be followed up on. And we'll find out whether they'll be able to actually claim asylum in the U.S.
Max Rivlin Nadler, a reporter for member station KPBS at the San Ysidro port of entry near San Diego. Thanks so much.
Thank you.